Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hello to all my little blonde mafia pumpkins out there. It's me, Bridget Marquardt, and I'm so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Ghost Bunny. I know a lot of you already know about it because I've been teasing it for a while, but it is finally time. I mean, the pumpkin lattes are out, the Halloween decorations are in the store, and the one thing we were missing is the Ghost Bunny podcast, but it's here, and it's here year round. A lot of you know that since childhood, I've been obsessed with all things paranormal. I love exploring haunted locations. I like talking to other people about their ghost stories, and I love geeking out over new paranormal technology. I just love it all. I find every aspect of the paranormal world absolutely fascinating. Each week, I'll be joined by guests who share a similar passion for the paranormal. From paranormal investigators, historians, representatives from haunted locations, and maybe even some celebrity friends along the way. So if you enjoy paranormal exploration, learning about haunted locations, or just want a really good ghost story, be sure to check out Ghost Bunny. The first episode of Ghost Bunny is out right now. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Or for the video episodes, check us out on YouTube at Ghost Bunny Podcast. And now grab that latte and a cozy blanket and please enjoy a preview of the first episode of Ghost Bunny. So let's talk about the paranormal stories. The first one I know about is the OG one of Mrs. Letts. Okay. But then I've also heard, and I think it was Julie McCullough said that one of the ex-girlfriends made this whole story up to scare new girls that were coming in.
Ooh, what's that?
What? So I don't know if that's true or not.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're saying they made up the Letts story just to freak people out?
Yes.
I do know that I'd heard some of the girls would mess around walking up and down the hallways and like just trying to like make footsteps or tap on the walls.
Yeah.
But then again, I've also heard opposites of girls hearing that stuff happening and there was nobody around.
Yeah.
Like butlers having to go, can you please come up to the roof, come up here? And to, you know, remember you could buzz down.
Yeah.
And so they'd come up and the graveyard guy walk around and goes, there's nobody out here and everyone's crashed out. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you, I'm skeptical until, you know, I had my experience, so.
Right. So, and we are going to get to that experience, so that is good. But the first ghost story that I heard about was, it was actually in my room. There was a guy who used to stay in there.
Oh, oh my gosh. Why am I not thinking of his name right now? He wasn't there when I came in, but I heard of him.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And, he had some ghost story about like he was in the shower and he heard somebody in the room or whatever. I don't know a lot of details about it. Barbie Benton told me the story.
Oh, really?
So I think that's fascinating.
Huh. Okay.
So that's one of the older ones that I've heard. But then Holly told me when she was brand new, she was in the gym and she was working out on like the treadmill or the elliptical or something like that. And she saw a girl walk out and walk towards the closet, you know, the hidden closet door.
Yeah.
So walk that way. And this is when the gym equipment.
Wait, like and walk right through it?
Well, no, she just walked that direction. But this is when the gym equipment was over on the dance floor.
Yep, I remember that.
So she didn't see where the girl went. She just saw her walk that direction, but you can't see all the way to that closet.
Right.
So she saw a girl with like a towel over her shoulder walk like from like the steam room, tanning bed area over that way. And Holly like
smiled at her, but didn't know her and didn't recognize her. But that's not unusual because Holly was pretty new and there's new girls there all the time.
But if she saw someone go that way and not come back, because there's no way to just keep going on.
Right. But Holly wasn't sure yet. She was like, oh, that's weird that she didn't like come back around. Right. Oh, there. And so Holly thought, oh, there must be another secret passageway because, you know, yeah. in the dance area, that like where the dance floor is, there is a secret passageway that goes.
Well, they're closets, though. They really just were like all the old paintings and pictures and stuff like that.
Well, not behind. The one in the dance floor. When you go through
the mirrored one?
Yeah, it goes all the way up to the laundry and up into the kitchen. And
I think we're thinking about different areas.
So where the hardwood floor is the mirrored area, mm-hmm. there's a button you can push and the mirror pops mm-hmm. open. Correct. And you can go from there through laundry and up in through the kitchen.
Oh, okay. That's why. Okay. So actually, let me correct that. I have to, because that was a closet for all the paintings. I know, because I used to have to put stuff in there, right? Then you had the door that was the back door, which obviously led to all of his private storage areas, mm-hmm. the stairs. And that's where you went through the laundry and the kitchen and all that stuff.
But on the other side of the gym is a mirrored closet.
Correct. There's
two. With paintings and stuff.
Yes.
So Holly thought, oh, there must be another passageway over there because she's new and she doesn't know, you know. So after she gets done working out, she's like, what happened to that girl? And so she walks over there. No, there's nobody in the gym anymore. So she's like, there has to be a passage over here. So she looks and aha, she finds the buzzer, buzzes it open, and it's a closet with just paintings and stuff in it.
That's a trip. Okay. I haven't heard this. That's cool.
Yeah. So that was that story. But for some reason, she still didn't like believe in ghosts or haunted or anything like that. Like she just shrugged it off. She told me this way later. So then one day we're sitting in my room and we're scrapbooking all over the floor. Mm-hmm. I have the TV on just for background noise.
Yeah.
I have the remote is laying on my bed, but I'm nowhere near it. And I'm telling Holly about like ghost stories and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, you know, I really want to believe in that stuff. Like, I think it's fun and everything, but I've just never really had anything happen to make me a believer. All of a sudden, my TV goes up to like crazy volume. Like, we're like, ah! Wow. And I'm like running over trying to find the remote on my bed to turn it down. And I'm like, I think that was a sign for you.
Whoa.
So that happened like on cue. So that was really weird. And then I would be sitting in my room sometimes and my TV would just change channels. And I wouldn't even notice it. Like, because I just keep it on as background. So I'd be like working on something else and I would have like probably a paranormal show on or something.
Yeah, some
like Travel
that.
Channel, right. World's Most Haunted Places or something like that. Because this was before all the ghost hunting shows and everything.
Right.
But all of a sudden, it would be like the basketball game on or something like that, like something I definitely wasn't watching, you know, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. What happened to my channel? And then I wasn't thinking too much of it, and I would just change it back.
I'm just joking, but I just pictured John Colato or Andy Schwab up in the video department going,
I 100% thought that, too.
No, they wouldn't do that, but I just think that would be funny.
No, I did think it was them, and that's what I just assumed in my mind. That so at the mansion, on the third floor, there's a whole audio-video department.
Right.
And they would, like, they were human TiVos, and they would record everything for Hef that he wanted, like, old-school style.
Human TiVos, that's actually perfect.
Yeah.
It's actually perfect.
That's what
it's
they
true.
Were.
It's really true.
And so I thought that they must be able to control my TV. So I really didn't think that much of it. I thought they're accidentally hitting the button or whatever. So one day I went up because this was happening regularly.
Yeah.
So I went up to John Colato up on the third floor and I was like, can I just ask you a question? Do you have any access to my TV? Like, can you change the channels, increase the volume or anything like that? And he was like, no, have you seen those TVs? Like, they're not connected to
they're
just old box TVs. They weren't even like nice, like our newer plasma
TVs. Nothing
now.
What we have today.
No, they're not flat screens. They're the big boxes and not smart TVs in any way. He's like, no, I can't control your TV at all. And he looked at me like I was crazy. And I was like, or like I was accusing him or so. I was like, no. I was just curious because like sometimes my TV changes channels or the volume goes up or down or whatever. And I just thought maybe you guys were accidentally hitting something or something. Yeah. I was like, not us. No.
That's funny.
So then that was going on. And then one day, and this is my big one.
Okay.
It was actually a weekend or whatever. I don't even know if it was a weekend, but I went with the film crew to North Carolina to visit my brother in boot camp. And actually it was in Ranger School. And then on the way home, we had a layover in Atlanta, Georgia, where I got Winnie.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, cool. the the lady who had Winnie met me at the airport and I brought her home. And it was the first night I'm coming home. I have like, she's pooped. So I have like this little gated area with her bed and her water and her pee pee pad and her toy and everything. Mm-hmm. And she's just conked out. She's had a long day traveling. And my sister is sitting next to me on my bed. And Stacy, we had buffet dinner and a movie. So all that was over. So it's kind of late. We're up in my room hanging out, having a glass of wine. And I'm telling Stacy all about our trip because my sister and I went together.
So Anastasia and Stacy Burke.
Yes.
They're both. Okay.
Yes.
That's who's doing it. Okay.
So we're in there chatting about the trip and everything. And my sister's tired and wants to go to bed, but too bad because Stacy and I are busy talking. And so she's just sitting there like bored. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of our eye, and all three of us saw it, in the doorway to my closet, which then goes to the mm-hmm. bathroom,
right,
but
right.
there's no exit or entrance out there.
No.
It's like my bedroom. Here's the door right here. This is my bed right here. And then right over here is a doorway that goes to my closet, then goes to the bathroom, and there's mm-hmm. no exit from that. There's a woman standing in my doorway, and I gasp because there's somebody standing in my doorway, and I turn and look, and I was like, oh my God, did you guys just see that? And my sister immediately went into panic mode and was like, started crying. She started
really?
Crying. Like she was like freaked out.
Wow.
And Stacy was like, oh my God, I don't want to look. What was that? She's a scaredy cat. She's like, what was that? What was that? What was that? Oh my God, I don't want to look. And I'm like, did you guys just see a woman standing there? And Stacy goes, I don't know what I saw, but I saw something standing there. And my sister saw something too, but wow. neither one of them looked because they were too freaked out. But I looked. And I saw, and I think I know who it was.
Who do you think it was?
Okay, let me tell you the description. You tell me if you
okay,
think, because we'll
ahead.
See if we come to the same person. So this was a modern day ghost, relatively speaking. It was not like Victorian garb, like all like
right,
most
right,
ghost
right,
stories
right, right.
or anything like that. She was wearing dark, like black acid wash style jeans, a white t-shirt that was oversized on her, like hanging baggy. She was very thin. She was very pale, and she had black hair that was kind of stringy and long, and she was just standing there staring, and she was kind of hunched to one side a little bit.
You're thinking, you're like describing Joni Mattis.
Exactly. It gives me chills.
Don't, I just freaked out right now. Wait a minute. That's freaky.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Ghost Bunny Podcast. See you next week. Bye, guys.